I know it's been like ages since I last did a podcast, which I apologize for. I've just been really, really busy. I've started uni, which has been very fun. I moved in last Sunday and it's Friday now, so like 5 days ago, and I'm speaking quietly because the walls in my accommodation are really, really thin and I don't want to disturb anyone, so that's what I'm doing. And that's why it may be a bit lower volume today, though after this I'll probably go and ask like people next to me, like, could you hear me talking? And if they couldn't, I'll probably be back to a more normal volume next episode, but we'll see. I just don't want to be that annoying person who like talks really loudly in their room and ruins people's concentration. Fun fact, actually, I did record this episode over a week ago, but I started coughing at the end of a segment, so I went to edit it out, and then I accidentally deleted the whole thing, which was great, and I was just too upset to even try and do it again. So yeah, that happened. I'm really tired. Precious week's been fun. I've amazingly not had a hangover, even though I have been drinking. So yeah, but I'm just really, really tired. I've been feeling like exhausted the past couple of days, but you know, it's good. I'm having fun. I've made friends. The people in my kitchen group are nice. Though there's been some beef because obviously COVID and people are just going to other kitchens and catching fines. And you know, a few days ago me and two of my friends went to Aldi like all in a panic because we thought we were going to get locked down for 2 weeks and have to self-isolate because so many accommodations have had to, though it's all rumours, nothing's actually been confirmed. But yeah, that is what has been happening in my life. I'll start talking about books now. I'm trying to think of what I would have said last time, because obviously that was like the most recent episode I did. Would have been 2 weeks ago now. So I'm trying to remember what I was reading at that time. I'll just talk about the stuff that I've started or ordered. So yesterday we went into the city where my university is, and we looked around and we ended up in a Waterstones, and I saw a book called The Truants, which sounded exactly like my cup of tea. It was just your typical dark academia plot. It was like fucking first year student at university, enchanting friend group and professor takes a dark turn, tragedy ensues, which it sounds brilliant. And it was like a tenner though, so I was like, no, you're a student, you're on a budget, you can't justify buying that for a tenner. But I looked it up and I found a second-hand copy of it for like £3 online, so I've ordered that. And then I kind of was like, I'm gonna treat myself, so I ordered two other books. I got, forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, but Carmilla, which is that infamous lesbian vampire book, which I'm very, very hyped to get and read. And the estimated delivery date for it actually is Halloween, which is really funny, though it better arrive quicker than that. I think it's just one of those things where, you know, they really lowball the, or highball, I don't know, they really overestimate the amount of time it'll take to deliver, so you don't complain. Who knows, maybe it's because it's a fucking scam and I won't get the book, but I only paid like, again, £3 for it, so it's not very high stakes. I also bought American Psycho because that's a book that I really should have read and I haven't read it. So yeah, I ordered that. I watched a film with my mum about a year ago because she really, really likes it and I liked it, so I think the book would be really, really cool. I liked the, stuff about, like, vanity, you know, and the public persona, and oh, it just seems really, really good. It kind of just sums up, you know, the fucking corporate hedonistic America and the idea of having to conform to all these social norms. Like, I remember that scene in the film where it's like, he's like picking out like a fucking greeting card that's like of the highest quality, and he's like, it's very important that you have the best card and a subtle yet sophisticated perfume and the font, and it was really, really funny. But yeah, I love a good satire, so I'm very, very hyped to read that. That's one of the only books I've read, well, I will have read this year, that was written by a man. Carmilla was written by a man as well, actually. So that's exciting. It's a first time for everything. I think The Torrents was written by a woman. Thank God our Wizard Pro wouldn't have picked it up, let's be honest. No books by men. And by men, I mean cishet white men. Okay. I'll read books by men, but just not cishet white men, because they are the ones that usually cause the difficulties in enjoyment. They are the problem. Hashtag not all men, only cishet white ones. Probably a few others, but you know. It's the issue I've always had with reading books. They're the main offender. They're the only offender, really. Most other books I absolutely love, but books written by straight white cis men, I do not love, really. And I'm reading too! Though I don't know, maybe the author of Carmilla was gay. I'm not sure. Maybe Bray Snell was gay. I don't know. Wait, was Bray Snell as friends of Donatella? Did I imagine that? This is such a terrible episode. I'm so sorry. Like, this is really, really awful. I'm not even gonna, like, Google if Bray Snell was friends of Donatella. Like, was he based off Bunny? I truly do not know. I would like to know, but I will not look it up because I'm tired and I know if I stop recording I won't talk again and I won't end up uploading this episode. I really, really hope you can hear me. You're probably going to have to turn the fucking volume up or some shit. Life's a struggle. I signed up for my seminar groups today. And it's good. I don't have any timetable clashes. I managed to get them all quite early in the day. And yeah, they're half online, half in person. But I think one of them actually is all in person, which is cool. Very shocking, what with COVID. Shout out to the History of Africa from 1800. You're a real one. But yes, books I've currently been reading. I started reading Oryx and Crake. And yeah, it's really, really good. We love a scary environmental dystopia. We love a takedown of capitalism. Well, I mean, Atwood is attacking capitalism. I don't mean that capitalism's dismantled in the book. Sadly. At least, who knows, maybe it will be, but at the moment it's not. It's just the world ends, then capitalism's to blame, because it always is. I also started reading The Hand That First Held Mine, and I'm literally just, oh god, how far into am I? Like a chapter and a half? I really don't read much at all of it. But it should be cool. Such intelligent analysis from me today. It should be cool. No, I like it. I like the look at gender roles that we first got and the sort of difference between in freedoms for men and women. I enjoyed that. If you don't know, it's by Maggie O'Farrell. It's about two women separated by about 50 years. and the first woman who's in the 50s, she wants to go to London, and she's very ambitious and intelligent. And the second woman is a new mother, and she's an artist, and she's just kind of struggling. And yeah, that's about all I know about it, but they are linked in some way. We'll find out how. I'm very hyped. I am hyped. I don't sound hyped right now, but I'm just tired. I've taken to having naps in the middle of the day, which is bad because it means I can't sleep at night, but I can't help it. My drained. It's so tiring doing nothing and just drinking at night and getting drunk and collapsing into bed and then restarting all over again. What else have I been reading? I kept going with Ducks and Newburyport. I'm actually kind of getting a decent way into it now. I swear there's another thing. There's another thing. Did I talk about hot milk? No, I wouldn't have. Or would I have? No, I wouldn't have because I finished it. And then I talked about it in the episode that I deleted. I really, really liked it. It was good. There was good symbolism. 10 out of 10. Symbolism. Some of the quotes, it's one of those books where you just, like, want to go through it with a highlighter. I did go through it with a highlighter. And I really, really liked the take on a mother-daughter relationship. Like, the author really, really captured the nuance of it. And I still love, like, the lines where it's, like, my legs are my mother's legs. And my mother's legs are my legs. And my mother's pain is my pain. That kind of sentiment is really, really, like, canon to me with books. It's just, mother-daughter relationships in books are so interesting to read. I love them so much. It's like, Everything I Never Told You. That had a good mother-daughter relationship, if I remember. Though I read it, oh god, probably almost 4 years ago now. But I remember, I just love, like, family dynamics in books. I actually have a much reduced library of books at the moment because I tend not to reread them. So I only took with me to uni the ones I'm currently reading or have yet to read. So, I had, I think, 5 or 6 books. 6 books at an absolute maximum with me. But with the 3 I've ordered, that'll bring it up to 9. And that should be cool. I mean, I'm just gonna keep on ordering new books online whenever I run out. I looked in a charity shop yesterday, but there wasn't anything there. And I was so sad. I was so upset. They didn't have any hardbacks. And I thought maybe I'd missed a hardback shelf or something. So I looked around, but I could not find a thing. Which, Evan chats and me. Oh god, I just realised, I was like, I have nothing else to talk about. But then I realised, I have a massive thing to talk about. I went to my university's library. And it was very, very fun. Me and my friend was just, like, going around, like, so many books. There's so many books. It's 5 floors. There's so many books. I was just going around the history section. I was like, I really, really wanted to find something about, like, Henry VIII's wives. And I saw 2 books. And there was The 6 Wives of Henry VIII. And also a really old-looking book about Catherine of Aragon. And The 6 Wives of Henry VIII, I would read it, but it was by David Starkey. And if you are interested in history and are, like, British, you'll probably know who David Starkey is. He's quite infamous. He's a very big historian, but he's also very racist. So I was like, no, I want to read about Henry VIII's wives, but I'm not going to read David Starkey's account of them. I'm not going to give him that satisfaction. Like, even though obviously I wouldn't even be buying a copy, he'd get no money. But I don't want David Starkey's words in my mouth. I don't want him in my head. So I'm talking about an ex, but I'm talking about a racist, old, gay historian. Is David Starkey gay, or did I imagine that? I think he's gay. It's like, we need gay historians. Why did... Can we kick out David Starkey and just replace him with a gay historian that's actually, like, not a bigot, please? Can we do that? I'll be his replacement. I'll be the cool liberal lesbian historian. They don't even need that. Can we just get rid of David Starkey? I hate seeing him everywhere. His face annoys me. It's just turned into a rant about David Starkey now. But anyway, yeah, big library, loads of books. Freaking out about that. Loved it so much. Oh my god. There are so many study spaces as well, so I'm just going to be living in there. And on Tuesdays, there's like a fire alarm between 10 and 11, and it's ridiculously loud, and I hate it, so I may go to the library on those days, have a little hang around in the library. Wouldn't that be iconic? I'm so tired. I keep yawning. I'm so sorry. I feel like this episode is so bad, but I'm just... My brain's a bit frazzled this week because obviously it's such a change. Haven't had freshest flu yet though, ironically, since there's a fucking flu pandemic going around. That's the one thing coronavirus has cured, has defeated freshest flu. Because no one's talking to anyone apart from their tiny groups in the kitchen, which have a dozen people in them at maximum. Actually, there's in my kitchen group, some people are in the kitchen more than others. Like, some people, like, live in the kitchen and others are only in it occasionally, like me. But we're still, like, in the kitchen. Like, I go into the kitchen at least once every day. You know, usually twice. Like, I've been in twice today. I went and made some breakfast and then I went and had lunch and I'll probably go in, like, in the evening, okay? It's like, I'm not in there loads. And quite often I'm just in and out. But I go into the kitchen and people know me. But there's this one guy who was there on the first night. And no one has seen him since. And there has been no trace of him. And I'm like, where is he? And even more mysterious, because our kitchen is spread over two floors. So half the people in my kitchen aren't on my floor, because my floor is the smallest floor. And there's only 8 rooms. And only 5 of them are actually occupied right now. So... the other half of people in my kitchen are on a completely different floor, and he's on that different floor. Unless he's on our floor and is really, really, really quiet, but I think in the meeting, but like, I've not seen him since Sunday. Was it Sunday? Yeah, I've not seen him since Sunday night. No one else has seen him since Sunday night. Because me and my friends were like, do you remember that guy? Do you remember that guy who's like, they're playing Cards Against Humanity with us on the first night, and then no one saw him ever again. What's up with that? It's like, it's funny because it's either like he's really, really shy, or he's really, really, really social and is just out having a piss up with other people constantly, and he's just like fucking living in other accommodation because he's out all the time. It could be one of the two. We'll find out. I'll definitely, like, update. I'll mention it next week, next week's podcast, if I see him, because I want to know. It's a mystery. Okay, no, I do remember his name. I remember his name, but I'm not going to say his name. But, like, because, like, there's no point. I don't want to dox him. Dox him by revealing his first name. But, yeah. I'll update if I see him again. Anyway, this has just become the mystery of the ghost flatmate instead of a fun intellectual book podcast. But that was never... This podcast was never intellectual, was it? No. That's not why you're here. You're here for stupid stuff. Oh, here's a stupid fact. It's 4 days into uni, or 5 days into uni, I'm already developing symptoms of scurvy. My legs are so bruised. Like, so bruised. For no reason. I've not hit them on anything. I've not injured them in any way. I've not fallen over. But my legs are covered. So yeah. That's how uni's going. I hope life's going well for you. If anyone else has started uni recently, much love. I hope you're fitting in. Well, no, don't fit in. We're born to stand out. I hope you're settling in. I hope you're settling in. Okay, I'm going to put some cringy M music and stop talking and have a nap. I hope that this episode wasn't too much of a car crash, but I feel like it was. Please keep listening to my podcast. Don't abandon me. I swear this is a one-time thing. I promise I'll change. Okay. Peace out. See you. No. Talk to you next episode.